This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from the place where birds are singing and zip-de-doo-da-day is playing in the background. Ah, yes, I'm coming at you with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast in reply to the overview number 17 by the Skeptic Overlord. So you said that like it was a bad thing. It's not. Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. I took that to heart. I decided that, you know, I would brighten things up where I go. I like the fact that when people come to see me, they smile when they see me. You know, they laugh when they're with me. I like the fact I've been nicknamed Sunshine and other things that are of a positive note. But still, we go and we talk about racism, and I don't know if the asshole approach is the one that will work. Okay, maybe from my sunny little side, of the world, it won't. You know, maybe from yours, confrontation will work. But racist, I don't know. It's human nature to feel like you've been martyred, to feel like you're being oppressed. Every human being feels like they're being oppressed for one reason or the other. I mean, you hear from the religious sects. Every religious sect out there is saying, you know, oh, we're being oppressed for our beliefs. And many, many, many races of people are all saying, oh, we're being oppressed for our beliefs, you know. I mean, even white people in the United States of America that has got it better than anybody else on this entire planet are saying, our rights are being taken away, we're not being allowed into certain colleges because of quotas, we're being oppressed. It's, martyrdom is human nature. It's some sort of an affliction we have. And when you confront the racists and you tell them how terrible they are and how wrong they are, you know, of course, you know, they're going to say, you're oppressing our beliefs, you're trying to hold us down, we have a right to believe the way we want to believe. You are giving them what they want. You are providing them with the martyrdom they seek as human beings. I look at it differently. You know, I do not believe racism is a human emotion. It's something that is taught. No child is born a racist. No one grows up to naturally become a racist. It is something that is taught. You hear it from one of your peer groups, someone you look up to, somehow, you know, even your parents, they teach racism. And since you don't know much better, well, since a lot of kids don't know any better, they latch onto it. It becomes a part of their beliefs. And you're only going to overcome that with education, by teaching them better, by showing them a better way. Okay, that does sound fairly innocent. But, you know, Gandhi was the same way, and look what he accomplished. Now, I'm not comparing myself to Gandhi here, Lord knows. I mean, man dies quick, struck by lightning, so I'm not placing myself that high up. But I do believe it will take education. And, okay, maybe that is idealistic, to think that we can teach people better, and I realize that people like me would probably die tomorrow at the hands of all the racists and bigots if there wasn't people willing to stand up and slug it out with them and fight them. And I appreciate that there are people who are willing to put a heart on them, you know, so that I can continue, or at least try, to get a message out that's, you know, of love and light. But I don't think you're going to actually change it with violence. Hate begets hate. Violence begets violence. The world will not change until higher ideas are brought to a level to where they become acceptable, normal, to where it's okay, where people won't be ridiculed for having them. And the only way you're going to do that is to teach it, to get it out there, to share it. I'm rambling. I'm rambling. I will stop and I will think about this better. Yeah, Springer, get on board here. Where the hell are you? I mean, we got a whole conversation going that supposedly hasn't even started yet. So, I'm going to make up another conspiracy. Has Springer been kidnapped? Has the SO stuffed him in a closet somewhere? Ah, my friends, I look forward to the day this conversation actually starts. Ah, well, this is Mr. Whoopi. Love and light to each of you, my friends. Coming to you from the place where birds are singing and Zippity-Doo-Dah is playing in the background. Love and light.